Here we go again. This is one of those risky ones, I think.
Nah.
Well, I mean, we have to balance. It's a balance beam kind of a thing. Audience, look, I just want to introduce you to one fact. Ooh. And that fact is sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It's the Brass Show, episode 11. Knocking it out of the park, just so that you, if you're just tuning in and you're learning about the show, this is the Brass Show when my man Chimmy is here with me.
What's up?
So we do what we do, how we do, how we do it, when we do it. So. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. Another installment as we save ourselves from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
What?
Amen. Yes. You didn't know? I switched formats from episode 10 to 11. This is now a Christian-based show where we talk about how much we love Jesus.
Oh, God.
You first.
No.
I do love Jesus, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I do, legitimately. Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about Jesus?
I mean, he's an all right guy.
What do you feel about Satan? Starting this episode off right, man. Come on. Let the darkness consume you. That's supposed to be a... I got to turn the... Let the darkness consume you. Yeah, sell your soul. Satan. Satan's got gas. He's walking around farting all over your house.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking Satan. Yeah, you know, regular day over at my house. Doing what we do as we do as we do it. This is the Brass Show. So,
Yeah, this whole place just smells like fart.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. It smells like a bag. Remember the term, it smells like a bag of smashed assholes? Do you remember that? Spread through Ledyard, Connecticut like wildfire. Anytime it was smelly out. Because Ledyard, Connecticut, let's face it, man, there's a lot of shit that gets spread in Ledyard, Connecticut. A lot of farms spreading poo. You know?
Yeah.
Every spring, every April, you just, you know, as soon as the thaw comes and it's mud season, yeah. Smells like shit right there. I had to turn it up last minute because, oops. But goddamn, it smells like shit out here. Yeah, I was listening back to one of the episodes we did, and I said, oh, Ledyard's got a city population. No, it doesn't. I'm just an idiot. I am so dumb. I grew up in that town, and I was like, oh, there's Ledyard City. It's a city.
I don't even know what the population is.
No, it doesn't matter. We could ask Siri.
Do you want to ask Siri what the population of Ledyard, Connecticut is?
I bet you it'll tell us.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't have my phone connected to the Rodecaster Pro, I don't think. Let's see if it is. Hold on. We'll be able to hear it. Hold on. No holding on. You hold on to nothing. You don't hold on to anything, and I'll still make it happen with the magic I will. Yeah, I don't think this thing is connected. Fucking shit. God damn it. Everything's ruined. Rodecaster Pro. Come on. You little shit. What if I hold this button down? That the way it does it? No? No? God damn it. Connection unsuccessful. Ass. Well, I got this. What were we looking up again? Because this laptop is connected to it.
Population of Legend.
Population of Legend. You want to do YouTube?
Hold on. YouTube.
Population of Ledyard. 15,000
people. All right. That sounds about right.
15,000 pieces of shit. All living together as a giant puddle of shit. Oh, man, I love Ledyard, Connecticut. Because I love to secretly hate Ledyard, Connecticut while I'm at Ledyard, Connecticut, you know? I love it, but I hate it.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah. Remember how fucked up our high school was? You couldn't drink the water. You just couldn't drink the water at our high school. Because it was shit water.
Not the whole time, right?
No, the whole time. Really? From freshman year to senior year, we could not drink the water. And I remember by junior year being like, this is fucked up. It's been years of having polluted water delivered to our school. That's not the sign of a good education system. Yeah, we can't even provide the kids water, you know. tell them, water, bring your own water. And we went to Ledyard High School between 1998 and 2002. We were done there.
Yep.
And that whole time, no, don't drink the fucking water. You drink the water.
Wait, I think freshman year.
It had bugs in it.
Microscopic bugs.
The Trahan family, they put in a load of laundry and lost it all because the pipes, like something happened. I don't know what it was, but the, you know, Highland Lake, I used to be able to swim in that. And then they were like, oh no, this is polluted now. And that water system is connected to the whole.
Yeah, I remember not being able to swim there in Highland Lake for a while.
Yeah, well, now. You can't now. It's polluted still. Oh. And it's like 15 years later. I knew a dog, right? A little like schnauzer dog. You know those a beagle with the big ears?
Yeah, yeah.
It went swimming in Highlands Lake. Used to swim in Highlands Lake every day. Because, you know, Lakeside, those condominiums are right there. This dog went swimming in Highlands Lake, and it started getting patches of, like, fur that were dead. Like a porcupine.
Just getting, like, bald spots?
Bald spots, and it had problems with its joints and stuff. And then they closed the lake. And when they brought the dog to the vet, they were like, has this dog been poisoned in some way? Like, what is going on here?
I remember when I was really young seeing someone come out of Highland Lake with leeches all over him.
Yeah, I believe it. Because they just walked into that near the swings. It's all muck. It's like muck over there. They had a border when I was swimming in the polluted bullshit. They had a border like, hey, if you go beyond this, it's all muck and shit. You know, at the bottom of the lake, at the deepest part of it, when I started getting older, when I was like, you know, 13, 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was polluted for years. And apparently, I remember taking a boat out to the center and basically verifying that there are cars. Like, somebody just dumped their car in the center of that lake, you know? So at the very bottom of that lake, there's like just a car, like just junk, like people throwing shit away. Because that's a man-made lake. That's not like
there's
a natural
really a car
bottom.
Down there?
Yeah, because I think the thing that happened was there was like a cow pasture up the way, and the cows were shitting into the brook. And the thing about the cows is they're fed all sorts of amphetamines and, you know, toxic shit. So that shit was flowing into the river along with the junk, like the old car and the garbage. So people are swimming in the garbage. If you're from Ledyard, Connecticut, you swim in garbage when you grow up. That's a part of your rite of passage. No, you know?
I mean, there's some other good spots. You don't have to swim in
garbage. Rob Carlson said it to me once. He said, you know, you probably have a good immune system because you swam in Highlands Lake before people admitted it was polluted. It's like, nah, all those cows are shitting upstream, but it's fine. Go swimming in the shit. In the fucking disgusting shit and poo. You swim in the shit in the poo. Do you hear me? Listener to the podcast show, you swim in the piss and the shit.
Nah, I don't
you don't want to swim in piss and shit?
Nah, I don't want to do that.
You don't? No. All right. Well, who does? You know, but that's the process of life. You have to let go of things. You have to understand, and you have to abide. You know, the dude abides. Did I do the intro? I played the intro, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I did. It's only been 11 minutes and 5 seconds, and I feel like I started with the intro maybe song. Yeah. My hippocampus. My medulla oblongata.
What about him?
I don't remember what happened 10 minutes ago. Fuck it, let's do it again. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I don't know. Stop. Just fucking stop. You know what we need on the show?
What?
Women.
A female guest?
Person who is not a dude to come through. Because, I mean, this is so far, this has been 100% sausage. Last episode was Deucebug, and that was, I feel like that one was magnifique because we're recording two in one night, and that happened an hour ago from now. So, yeah, you know. I just feel like that was a great episode.
How about Pam?
Yeah, we could get Pam on. We could ask her. I bet you she'd come on. She killed it today. You know, it bears repeating. It was a good show. I'm glad I can bring my kids to something. You know? See, what I do as an artist, I'm a profane asshole on stage. I say things. I'm gross. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
That's me. That is how I operate as a human being in that sector of my life. So my kids can't really see me perform. I don't want to share my music with my kids. There's a little bit of a compartmentalization with my creative process.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a parent, I have to tell you this. My kids, the way I raise them, it's a function of my creativity. I think a good parent will admit to that. You have to be creative with your kids. I have to fill their minds with stuff. I got a vacation coming up. I'm going to take them to the Boston Museum of Science.
All right.
It's going to be ill. I'm going to take them to a couple of spots in Vermont. We're going to go on nice hikes and stuff. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. They're going to be surprised, man. I'm taking them. Like, they're about to see some of the East Coast, New England, you know.
When are you going?
Not this Monday, but the Monday after. That's when it starts. You want to roll? You want to go somewhere?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, Monday we're going to do Lake Compounce.
Oh, it's midweek.
That's the beginning of the week for me. Monday. Call out, Jimmy. Do it. Call out. Come with us. Come to Lake Compounce. We're gonna ride roller coasters and go down, you know, water slides. You ever been to Lake Compounce?
I've never been to Lake Compounce.
You're from Connecticut.
I've been to Six Flags. I've been to Six Flags a bunch.
That's Agawam, Massachusetts. I'm wondering if I should bring him there. What is Six Flags to me?
Yo.
It's weird. It's like Looney Tunes and Batman. Tweety Bird and Superman at this place. You know, it's
the Batman is pretty sweet, right?
No, that's Woody Woodpecker. It's nothing to do with the fucking the shit.
No, that's Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Okay, Looney Tunes. That's Porky right. Pig. So you got Porky Pig. That's all, folks, or whatever. Yeah. And then there's Batman. What is this bizarre place where that I'm residing? You know? Mm. Oh, we got Batman, Superman, but it's not the Superman ride anymore. It's the Bizarro ride because we changed the fucking color of the roller coaster.
Have you ever seen the cartoon on YouTube? It's it's called Batman and Spider-Man. Baman.
I just saw it. Hold on.
Baman and Spider-Man.
Start your day with all the support you need in Skechers.
We're going to just pod down until the ad is done. Because apparently if you want to see this retarded cartoon that Jeff just brought up, you have to watch an ad for just gay sex. I don't know why YouTube is broadcasting an advertisement for gay sex, but that's weird. All right.
This is Batman. Hey, Batman, I'm Spider-Man.
Hi.
Want to watch a movie? Okay, but my boots are off.
This is fire.
Oh, that's okay. I believe this is your sandwich. Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it. So, yeah, it was like a handicapped version of the two characters communicating back and forth.
Yeah, basically.
The Fast Eddie version of Batman and Spider-Man.
There's a bunch of them in there. Hilarious.
You know, no matter how old I get, I'm going to care. I'm just going to care about Fast Eddie. We don't have to be specific about who Fast Eddie is. I put you in a place of high anxiety by bringing up Fast Eddie, didn't I?
No, not really.
I could see it. You're like, what do we talk about? For those who don't know, let's just say that Fast Eddie is an extended part of our family. Somebody that we care about on a deep level, who despite no matter how much you care about this person, they're still mentally handicapped. It's just the truth of what it is, you know? I love the guy, personally, but he's got some struggles through life. And he always wants to hug your girlfriend.
Yeah, that was...
Eddie always wanted to hug Jeff Chimura's girlfriend.
Like every time I went to the bathroom, I'd come out and...
Yeah. He's just,
one,
you know...
maybe two hugs, like, all right.
I grew up with this gentleman. He's a mentally handicapped man, and he's from Ledyard, Connecticut. And he's a good soul. He's not a bad person in any capacity. But, you know, we grew up with him. And, you know, he wants to give your girlfriend a hug. It's just who he is. Because when I was back in the day when me and Kelly were just dating, when we were like 15 and in high school, like none of this matters. It's just a high school relationship bullshit.
Yep.
He wanted to give her a hug a lot. And I remember being near my locker and him coming up like, hug. And Kelly just being like, oh, okay, oh, like receiving and basically unwanted hug from the gentleman named Fast Eddie. In second grade, me and this dude were into yo-yos. We connected.
Yeah.
I've got his back in that capacity. That's my homie.
All right.
Okay.
Were you guys doing like tricks and stuff?
I mean, I was. You know?
All right.
And we talked about how I could and how he could too. You know. You know what's weird about life is those first people you meet, like, no matter where you are, the first group of people. And, you know, this is kind of a unique experience, I think. Not everybody gets the experience of being in a small town and meeting that first group of people and being around them for over a decade. 15 years, 20 years of being around people.
Yeah.
And I love those people. I really do, legitimately. Though, like, the first friends that I have, I'm just going to say, like, Sean. I'm going to say, like, a Tim. Like, a Zach.
Yeah.
The first people for me. Some people have to move. Like, imagine being that kid. Were you ever the new kid? You didn't move in. You were always in Ledyard, right?
Yeah. All my life.
I was never the new kid either. I came close to going to Stonington one year. I almost lived with my dad. And at the last minute, my mom talked me out of it.
Does he live in Stonington?
Well, back then he did, in the 90s. So, I almost did sophomore year at Stonington High School. But,
oh, that would have sucked.
Well, it didn't happen.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe I would have been blown every day. I don't know. I have no idea. If I went to a place that is fictitious to what actually happened, who knows? Maybe I would have gotten bit by a radioactive spider, you know, and I'd be Batman or whatever.
Pied-a-Man.
Yeah, Pied-a-Man. My name's Fast Eddie, and I like Pied-a-Man. But, Look. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
You'll play one more of those.
In a piece of...
They're only right. Like, well, like...
Okay, I'll play the audio from one more. And if a, if an, okay, if an ad comes up... Yep, mm-hmm. That's you. That's you. You know what I think of you? You know how it says in the corner, coming this summer, and skip? You can skip in 5 seconds?
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate YouTube ads. Ruining my show.
Can I come over? I got a pumpkin.
Ooh, I got the game for this pumpkin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I won it.
Jeff, I'm not going to lie. It's lost its luster from the first time.
Let's go outside.
Outside.
I'm
stupid Batman and you're stupid Spider-Man and we're going to talk on microphones, you guys, you bad, you guys, you guys.
Okay, look, audience to the radio show, I just want to tell you right now that nobody here truly gives any kind of a shit. We just don't. We like to hang, you know? Let's look at nature for what it is, right? It's a positive, net positive nature. We're choking to death on our own car farts. You know, did you notice how hazy it was here? The other day?
It's from the fires in Oregon.
It's from the fires in Oregon. Dude, when the sun came up, it was like bright orange, and it stayed orange, like a sunrise or sunset. But at like 10 o'clock when the sun had been up for like a couple hours, and I remember looking at it being like, oh, shit. People in Oregon are suffocating to a fire. I think it's out right now, though. Right?
It's completely, I don't know.
It's
don't
still know burning? Sure.
I mean, it was a fire.
That's America dying.
Larger than the square footage of New York City.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was like 285,000 acres or something.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
This shit's going to get serious, too. It's going to get worse because of global warming.
Wait, did you hear that it was put out?
I didn't hear anything. I just assumed that it was because it's not hazy here anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think it's out? I think it's out because we're not getting hit with any more dust from it. Like, it was dusty in Connecticut that day. And that was all the burned shit. So there's no way that they're like, oh, like the wind is picked up and now it's missing out Connecticut.
Quite a bit of it and contained a lot of it, but I'm sure there's still some burning going on.
Are the fires still burning in? Where is it again? I'm retarded. You don't even remember. It's not Idaho. What is it? What
Oregon,
state?
Oregon.
Oregon. Oregon. Oregon. You know, I went out west and I met somebody from Oregon and I said Oregon because that's how people from Connecticut read it on the fucking map and we say, oh, that's Oregon. Like an octagon. Spelled the same fucking way. So we say it and they hear it and they get mad. I met some guy from Seattle. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm going south. And I'm like, oh, yeah, going south to Oregon. You're going south to Oregon. And he went, Oregon. Like, he got, And I was like, yeah, fucking West Coast douchebag. Have you been to Oregon? Oregon?
Oregon?
Have you been?
I've not been to Oregon.
It's where the fires are. Let's see if they put it out. Let's see what this shit says. What do we got? What do we got? Are the fires still burning in Oregon? It's called the Bootleg Fire. And it's nearing 400,000 acres two
Holy
days ago.
Shit.
It's 42% contained as of yesterday. So they were getting a handle on it yesterday. They're probably still fighting it right now. It's not out.
Yeah,
that was fucking wishful thinking on my part to be like, oh, it's done.
I thought it was two.
Ass.
400,000 acres, it said?
Tits and ass. What? Yeah.
400,000 acres?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is insane.
Yep. Yeah. But global warming's not real. Don't be scared that unprecedented amounts of fire are devouring our forests. Don't be afraid of that, that it gets so hot out every day that your shoes literally melt to the fucking pavement. I was in Hartford walking around with my shoes and my glasses. I was walking around with my fucking shoes and my glasses, and I can't see, goddammit. And my shoes started melting to the concrete. I shit you not. I felt them getting soft, and I felt them melting. I did.
Like melting right off your feet?
Yeah.
There were no psychedelics involved?
No, I was working. Okay. I just felt the shoes were loose. I felt the heat coming through them. I also stepped in bubble gum, which made the experience even, like, more melty, you know? But I think...
Not really, but I'm trying to follow you.
Yeah, America runs on the ozone layer working correctly, you know? And if it doesn't, you're going to fry. We're not far off, dude. We're not. My kids, my children's children are probably the last generation of human with the way things are going. We got in at a good time, everybody who's in their 30s right now. We got in at the grand, like, our out is going to be...
Do you think that's as far as we're going to make it?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Your kids' kids?
My kids'
Your kids'
My children's
kids?
Children?
Your children's children.
I'll be a grandpa. And then I'll croak, and then they'll they'll have a hard time. Yeah. I think it's going to be tough. I think they're going to have a tough time with this global warming shit. I think New York City is going to be underwater by the time my son is 40. That's my prediction. Williamsburg will be washed away. Like taking a meaty shit and then having to take a shower afterwards, that's how clean Williamsburg will be from gentrification.
Be a lot of yarmulkes floating around.
Yeah. Yeah. There he is. Let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah, I think New York's fucked. I think Florida's fucked. I think South Carolina's fucked. I think North Carolina's gonna be fine. Because they understand dock space. See, North Carolina looks at the ocean as real estate. Isn't that interesting? If you want to have a boat there. I'm talking out of my asshole. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just bullshitting into a microphone. But isn't that interesting? That I don't know what I'm talking about, North Carolina. Suck a dick.
Yeah, I don't know much about North Carolina.
Me either. Me either. Yeah. What's wrong with all the buttons we got? They work pretty good, don't it?
Hit me with the let's climb a tree one.
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Yep. I think that one will be good for prank phone calls. Ooh, I'm a little tempted. You don't want to just invite a stranger on the telephone line to join our show? Hey, we're talking live with a stranger we just dialed. Who is this? Well, you're on the radio now. And just, you know, and play some sound effects like, yeah, that's you, Doris. Or like whoever we just randomly get. You want to do it?
I'm not prepared for
it. You don't have the nuts?
I'm not prepared for it.
He doesn't have the nuts.
You can't just do this on the rip. Like, I gotta...
I don't know. I think on the rip is part of how we have to do things sometimes. No? On the RIP?
I may not say anything.
On
I
the mean, rest in peace?
Go ahead and...
I'm having more fun just pontificating about it with you than actually doing it. Like you call somebody in... You know what the best prank phone call is? It's the best. You call somebody, they answer the phone, and you just go, "Ah, fuck you." fuck you.
You stupid little bitch.
Fuck you, you stupid asshole. Fuck you. And they're like on the other end, "Who is this?" Fuck you. Stupid asshole. Kind of in the mood for one of those. You want to do it?
No.
I would love to just lambast somebody with my low self-esteem and my angst. I still have teenaged angst. I still want to smash mailboxes. And I'm 37. I almost said 36, but I'm about to be 30 fucking 8. And I still want to smash mailboxes and look at porno magazines in the woods while I smoke cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have that feeling.
Yo.
The thoughtful Chimmy. You're like Gandalf. You got your wand and you're like, "You may not pass."
Really?
Yeah. Really. This is the most fun I've had in forever. Jeff Chimura, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? How you doing? Listen, I got some jokes for you. Ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your mother.
Oh, God. Your mother who?
Your mother... I can't. The look on your face. I know how angry you get, even in jest about the mother jokes. So I'm going to back off because I respect you.
All right, thank you.
Stupid little bitch. Listen, I've always stepped on that toe on accident. Because there are some people who get the your mama jokes, and then there are people who you say the your mama jokes to, and they get mad. Like, really mad. Have you ever done it?
Got mad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a guy we went to high school with, who I did podcasts with. I did a show called Epicenter Radio with a guy for a little bit. Mike Malyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does not appreciate a mother joke. He just doesn't. And I understand why, you know, he lost his mom.
Yeah.
So the thing about making any kind of a joke like that at all is that, you know, that you could be offending somebody and it can be completely unnecessary. But the root of what you're doing is trying to make somebody laugh. You know?
Right.
But your mom is fine. Your mom is, she's good, right?
What?
Your mom's good?
What do you mean?
Totally healthy. Totally healthy lady.
She did have some health complications, but she beat it.
Okay.
And she is healthy now. Yes.
Good. And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
But you see the conversation we're having here? Is your mom okay? Because we have, you know.
No, she's
good. We had some tough shit going on, bro. It's just what it is, you know. So for me to be like joking about your mom is like, because I know, you know.
I don't ever joke about your mom.
Well, you could, though, because Judy is fucking hilarious. My mom is, dude, my mom's a riot.
I like your mom.
Yeah, my mom's a nice lady, man. She's crazy. She's absolutely insane. But she's a great lady. You know what's weird is that my mom does the Bob's Furniture commercials or whatever for Connecticut. She's like on the radio all day. Like, at any point during the day, I can just dial in Connecticut radio and hear my mom. She does, like, you know, she did, like, 350 copy reads for Connecticut last year. She's, like, on 104.4 or 104.1 or whatever it is. Is it 104.1?
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock, where they play you know, Kurt Cobain music in 2021 and shit, 311 and that kind of bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I called it bullshit, but I'm just saying it's that ilk.
That,
it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I smoke too many cigarettes and I have an opinion. Listen, my name is Freddy.
All right, hold on.
And I like to talk into the microphone loudly.
I got to take a piss, Freddy.
He's got to piss, right, ladies and gentlemen. He needs to make pee-pees. I asked him if he had to go before we started the podcast, and he did not pay attention to what I was asking of him. So now I'm filling blank space. I'm filling blank space with bad ideas. Whew. All right. So, Joe Biden is the president of the United States of America for some reason. And everyone is going to be okay, even though we have this coronavirus. The world is flat. You know, it's been proven at this point that there is a complete end to the shit. And you'll fly off in your sailboat or canoe if you decide to venture that far out into that region of ocean. Tila Tequila will be at the helm. She'll be recording on a Super 8 camcorder to properly document this. Then we'll convert it from analog tape into digital. And then after we convert it to digital, we'll upload it to YouTube. And there you go. You'll have your proof that the world is flat and that Tila Tequila is retarded. Jeff, you got to come back and sit here and talk to me after you make pee-pees. Every time he goes pee-pee. Every time he goes pee-pee, he expects me to... He needs to just stop saying that, he says. Sit down. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck what?
I don't know. I just said it. I'm glad you're back. Okay. I missed you.
I wasn't gone long.
The intermission with as much nonsense as I possibly could in the interim. Instead of pausing the show, I just wanted to rip through it. Because I have vacation next week and I want to take time off. So we're doing a second episode in one night. I don't know why I keep announcing that it's the audience. Should I just lie to them and just be like, oh, no, this is entirely
separate?
We don't
need to mention it.
No, but we also need to talk about fucking something, you know?
Right.
I can't wait, dude. New England.
New England what?
Well, that's where I'm going. I'm going to take them across New England. My kids. We're gonna visit a bunch of cities.
It should be fun.
We're going to go to Boston and then upstate New York. So we're going to take the drive through Vermont. There's a ferry that you can take from, shit, you know, I can't remember the town in Vermont, but there's a ferry you can take, and I know the route to get there, from Vermont into New York. You drive up on it on your car, and it's like $15. You get across the pond, and you're in the next state. And I'm going to show my kids that. And they're going to love it. Show your kids stuff.
Yeah, take them places.
Take them places, teach them shit.
Bring them to see live music.
Yeah. It's important. Kids are our future, you know? I know we say a lot of wacky stuff on this podcast, but they are legitimately the future.
There
are replacements. Instill the youth with some good values. You know what I mean? That's what I want to do with my kids. I want them to know their worth. And I want them to know that they can add to their worth whenever they want. And that you should endlessly add to your own worth. Because I don't do that. I'm not constantly... Well, no, I am constantly learning and adding to my repertoire.
Oh, we all are.
Well, are we?
I'd like to think so.
I would like to think so. There are some people who are pretty shitty and they don't. Yeah, is what it is.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. You know, that brings me to the point of something about people who don't fucking do much. Yeah. Yeah. That's the direction we're going to fucking go in. Yeah, people who just sponge off of the fucking system and they don't add anything to it. Assholes. I don't know. Maybe they're not assholes, though. Who knows?
It could be.
Get money. Get free money. Just get it. Get it. Who the fuck? You know? Because if I was in a position to be like, hey, you can, you know, just be free for a year. You don't have to work anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Bananas.
I never got my second stimulus check.
Well, you're eventually going to get it. I think you can write it off of your taxes.
I did. I did an amended tax return and claimed that. Money. And
you need to start using TurboTax every year. It simplifies everything. Yeah, you pay for the convenience of TurboTax, but your shit is spot on. And if you ever fuck up your taxes, you pay, I think it's like $30 a year. They protect you. So, like, let's say you fucked up your taxes. This is what I always worry about because your taxes are fucking complicated as hell. They know how much you owe them. And now you got to play the, like, let me claim this for you and show you, you know? Like, the company I work for is reporting their wins and losses or whatever to the government, writing off their taxes and doing stuff. I pay my taxes, bro. It's important. Yeah. Even though they spend it like shitheads. Yeah. See how we get all close to the microphone, you fucking shitheads?
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. They're little fuckheads. Shitheads. This is the Brass Show, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It is what it is.
It is the Brass Show. That's the third time you did it.
Maybe.
That's fine.
I thought that as soon as I did. That's the third time. Let's do a rundown. See, the problem that I have is that the laughter and the cheering, like the cheering crowd, like, yeah, Jeff Tremur is on the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he's a very handsome man with his fucking stupid face, little bitch. That button should be here, where the laughter is at. So that screws me up. If you listen to the last show where I'm interviewing Deucebug, I'm trying to be all smooth, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Deucebug's on the thing. I felt like an idiot. I think he heard it too, and he was like, "What the fuck is going?" You know, he had that moment of like, "Is this guy fucking with me?" No, I wasn't. I hit the wrong button. Now, purple means I screwed something up, or I brought up a gaffe or a faux pas. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that button is important because I fuck up everything. To a certain extent. I'm not perfect. Beyond perfect. Or less than beyond perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. I'm even fucking this up right now. Trying to articulate myself in a particular way. And that's important. You know?
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. What are we, halfway done? We're like done. Halfway, right?
What do you mean?
You know, with life. Oh. You think the halfway point already went by, or do you think we're approaching it? It's somewhere around here. These years is the halfway mark. I don't know. I don't know if we've passed it yet or if we're about to. But you and I are approaching our middle age pretty quickly.
I'd say we're getting close to half.
Yeah?
Unless something fucking, like, crazy happens.
Yeah, I could see that. We're crazy people. Yeah, we're not of the, you know, sanity. What? No. Throw whatever at this situation to make it bananas, and we've been like that since, you know, 1999. So, party over here, bro.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a friend of ours who passed recently, we're just going to be polite and leave his name out of this, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about his life. I love this person, by the way. This isn't a diss to anybody. You know, I respect the dead always. And this person is special to me in the fact that I grew up with them. And I legitimately love them. So if anybody figures out who I'm talking about, do not take this the wrong way. But I was thinking about his life. And his halfway mark, his middle age, was 17. That, for him, was his middle age because of when he died. 17 was middle age for him. Isn't that... When you sit back and you think about life like that,
yeah.
Because look, if I die at 40, middle age for me was 20. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So life is a precious thing, man. I mean, did we hit the middle mark? I don't know. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's,
you know, too I'm many, not a pessimist.
There's too many variables.
Yeah, there just is.
I mean, we could get struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Hit by a car.
You know, a deer could come out of the woods and fuck up your shit. You know, people die like that. Because the deer jumps to try to get over the car and it smashes through the windshield.
Through the windshield and starts...
Crush. Not only does it hit you full force through the windshield, but then it wigs out and kicks and blood and cuts. And it's not the way to go.
Not good.
You know, I was reading a story a while ago, probably before the internet really took off. I remember reading about how somebody in like a hatchback hit a moose, like a Honda CRV kind of car. You know what I mean? Like,
a crossover?
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Like a hatchback kind of car.
It looks like a mini SUV, sort of.
The kind that Leonard used to drive, like a hatchback kind of thing.
Oh, the Celica. He had a Toyota Celica.
Yeah, with a big back like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Keep that in perspective. With a car with a body like that, I can't remember the specific model, but a car with that body hitting a moose doing like 65, 70?
Was it Leonard?
No, it wasn't Leonard.
Oh.
Leonard's a retard, but he wouldn't hit a moose. I'm saying a car like Leonard's.
Okay.
Fucking retarded Leonard. Oh, man. I'll never forget back in the day driving up on you two after he accidentally slammed his trunk closed and shattered his back window over his base and sub.
I remember that.
And then I was like, it's supposed to rain today. And he went, fuck you. Fuck you. I didn't break your window, you shitty piece of shit. Fuck you. I remember him when he barked at me like, fuck you, I didn't do it. I just showed up here and I see how stupid you are. And I pointed out that it was raining. I thought he'd go inside and get a garbage bag and like tape it. You know what I mean? Like just protect his shit. But instead he acted like a twat. Leonard. Let's not bitch about his fucking vagina anymore.
Leonard.
Embarrassing. Fuck face. Yeah, you know. Ledyard, Connecticut. Giant pile of shit in love. 15,000 piles of shit just loving each other. My third grade teacher lives up the street from you. Did you know that?
On my street?
Mm-hmm.
On Willow Lane.
Well, I don't... Well, you just doxed yourself, you idiot.
I don't care.
Yeah. But, yeah. Close to there. Anyway. In the neighborhood that you are a part of. Fuck! I gotta bring it up. I gotta say it, man.
What?
I hope Rob is okay.
Oh.
Sorry to radically change the energy of the show, but
yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
He's got to be a guest on this show. He's got to show up. He's got to come through. He's got to figure himself out. I'm sure he has. I hope he does. You know, I hope by the time this episode's airing in 2 weeks or whatever, so, you know, it might be all said and done, but I hope everything is safe. I worry about all my buddies in the struggle.
Oh, of course.
Everybody knows what the struggle is. If you don't identify with the struggle, that's just because you don't have enough experience. But every human being is struggling. There are people that we care about who struggle every day. You know, I started the episode talking about how I love Jesus. I love
how much you love Jesus.
Satan. I love Satan, and I will give my eternal soul to Satan to protect my friend.
Sell your soul to the devil.
I don't care if I have to sell the soul to my devil himself. I'm going to get back to my son. You know what that impression was?
Coral.
No. Well, I took...
Coral.
I took Scharf. What's his name?
What?
Ooh. From The Walking Dead, Scharf. What's his name?
Scharf.
Scharf. He's a Scharf, and his son is Coral. Who's Coral's dad?
Oh, my God.
You were gay. Come on, bro.
It's been a while since I've seen the show.
The Walking Dead. I can't believe we can't think of it.
Rick.
Rick. Rick. Rick Grimes.
Rick Grimes.
Damn. Coral. 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 Listen. Ass. I can't think of anything to say. All right, hold on. Keep talking. Keep talking. To say, hey, Coral.
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 Coral, you smell like shit, Coral, because we've been running from Zambies for the last...
Zambies?
Last 30, because we don't say zombies on the show. It's Zambies. You just gotta run from Zambies because you need to survive. You need to survive, Coral.
Gotta survive.
You gotta survive.
Cuisine.
I'm gonna get a, just pop this down for a second while the ad plays because Charles. Oh, okay, now we'll pod back up. And Carl.
There is a drinking game, which is basically every time Andy says Carl.
There's a drink. Ah, that's what we do.
All right. You have to take a drink.
You have to take a drink next time we hear it.
I'd imagine people get really, really drunk.
Yeah.
Carl!
It's got to start with a shake of a head.
Carl.
I don't agree with it. Did you hear that guy's take on Coral? He goes, Carl. They're like, can you say Carl? He goes, Carl. That didn't, no. No, we're backing this up.
Really, really drunk.
Carl. Listen. Carl!
Shake of a head.
And then listen.
Carl.
Right here.
Carl.
No, not him. Carl. Next one.
Carl!
Carl!
My pussy smells because I need to wash it, Carl. I need to douche my vag.
I think the best episodes are the one where we've each had two beers because we're nice and, you know, we're not too salty, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're in a silly place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
I think that should be our limit. We should aim to do like two or three of these in a sitting.
Yeah.
I think.
Just to get them racked up.
Just to rack up the time. Like, we're just every Tuesday, there's us.
Stick them in the vault.
Smell my ass every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's not like a continuous thing where you're just like
farting
the entire time and just the entire apartment smells like farts.
I mean, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going
to
let it go.
It's starting to dissipate. I can't really smell it anymore. Or maybe I'm
well,
just
I had some cheese.
I don't know.
I'm lactose intolerant and I ate cheese. So.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Nah, it's the best.
Oh, being lactose intolerant
well,
is
I
the
like
best.
The coconut milk.
I don't think so.
That's the best part about being lactose intolerant is coconut milk and cereal. Because you're like, well, how can I eat a bunch of cereal and milk? And it's like, well, you can't because you're lactose intolerant.
No, that doesn't make up for not being able to eat cheese.
Well, I eat it eat it anyway.
Well, yeah, you eat it anyway, but...
I just take massive shit.
You just have to deal with the repercussions.
Well, it's not really dealing with it. It's knowing what I'm getting... I know what I'm getting into before I eat a pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I just end my night with going, oh my God, why did I... There you go, internet. Enjoy my toilet humor. This might be the best episode we've ever done.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I like the last one with Deuce. Deuce was actually talking eloquently about his craft and everything that he did. It was a good episode.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we need to make
he's
sure.
He's all doing it for a really great cause, and I respect that.
Respect.
Very much.
Respect is important. You know, I want to get a booker for the show, I think. Somebody who handles it for us.
No, we can do that.
I think Seth could be involved. Let's get Seth. Ooh,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Because Seth will never be on mic. He would never be a guest on the show.
You don't think he would go for it?
Nah, his vagina would cry too much blood. As soon as you put a microphone in front of his face, he would just fart and cry.
Well, he already has like
this is really selling it tendencies. Yeah,
he keeps to himself.
My back hurts.
His own thing.
Yeah, he keeps to himself so much. We love him endlessly, and this is the first time we've brought him up on the show.
Yeah, I
think it is. Seth, Koala Bear, Qual.
My boy.
Yeah,
my fucking homie.
Oh, man, I love him so much, but the first time I met him, he was a fucking royal penis.
Oh, he used to be crazy.
I wanted to punch him in the face the first time I ever met him. I wanted to hit him. I wanted to injure his body. I wanted to hurt his little pumpkin face like a smashed jack-o'-lantern. He rolled up to your house when I was skating with you in front of your house, right?
Yeah.
This is back in the day. What I like to call the day. He rolls up, and I'm trying to do a 50-50 on your rail, and I keep screwing up over and over and
over. Was it the square one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was when I was, like, getting used to doing really high 50-50s. Like, I used to just kind of, like, roll up on curbs, like, you know. Look at me. I'm destroying the trucks of my skateboard. Like, there's no skill in doing this. Like, just destroying my shit.
Wax the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, you overwaxed that shit. Because I remember... Because I remember... I actually had the 50-50s before I met Seth pretty consistently on that rail, and then you overwaxed the shit out of it, and you were like, no, but it's awesome, and you do, like... You would do a lip slide on that bitch... No problem. I snapped a deck doing that on that thing. Snap. I only snapped like three decks. And on that rail was one. And I was like, I can't believe I just did that. You were like, welcome to the club, Rapple. I remember you being like, yay, you broke a skate. Every time somebody in our crew broke a board from skateboarding, we were like, yeah, we're really good at skateboarding. Celebrate good times of destroying a skateboard.
Now I don't have a board anymore.
Yeah, that's part of it, though. The board's gone. It's over. Over cannolis.
Holy cannoli?
Holy cannoli.
Gotta start with a shake of a head.
Carl!
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
Carl!
Play the rest of this.
Look how serious his face... No, I'm not playing the rest of it. That's all you get.
That's it?
You just get that.
All right, fine.
This has been the Brass Show, ladies and gentlemen. We broke the hour. We love you. We're going to end this retarded episode just like the Donald Trump administration ended. You're very special.
Very, very, very special.
Why don't you go home and jerk off by yourself?